Zoomer Radio, Serena Ryder and Bobby Darin on the morning Zoom. Sam here with a special guest you'll want to pay very close attention to. Alana McGinn is a longtime sleep expert, sleep coach, sleep consultant who has helped thousands of people overcome sleep challenges. This weekend, we spring forward 1 hour. That means we lose an hour of sleep as we move into daylight saving time. Welcome to the show, Alana.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, it's just an hour. Is it a big deal?
You know what? This is a hard one. And the reason why it is because we're already going into that hour loss of sleep, in my opinion, already a sleep-deprived society. So studies show actually a week after the springtime change, we see an increase in heart attacks, in car accidents, and we tend to drag our feet a little bit more after this one.
Yeah, because you think, well, it's the middle of the night, overnight Saturday into Sunday. It's at 2 a.m. Who's going to miss the hour anyway? No big deal. But it turns out our bodies do miss the hour, right?
They do. And, you know, if we're not kind of prioritizing our sleep normally, you know, an hour loss of sleep is a lot of loss of sleep. So, again, it's just accumulating already on an existing sleep debt that many of us already have.
Yeah, I would think especially in the last 2 years. I mean, I know that sleep is an issue for everyone and always has been, because I think we obsess about sleep as much as the weather. You know, we're always checking the weather and we never get enough sleep. So it's definitely a conversation around a dinner table. But the last 2 years have been pretty stressful, and I imagine they've kept a lot of people up.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's safe to say our sleep, I mean, even mine at times in the past 2 years has taken a hit for different reasons. I mean, one is obviously stress and anxiety has played a role in how people are sleeping or not sleeping in the past 2 years. But also we see that more and more people are working from home and therefore aren't really protecting their bedroom for sleep. And that's what we should be doing. There should be that strong association from the moment we walk into our bedroom to get that sense of sleep. But because now our bedrooms are our home offices, they're our kids' classrooms, you know, they're the room in which we're doing everything but sleeping well in.
Mm-hmm. So no TV in the bedroom then, right?
Set boundaries on TV. Yeah. I mean, if you're someone who's really struggling with sleep, the best thing you can do is remove tech. It's probably the biggest sleep buster. But if you're someone that's just looking to up your sleep game and you know, maybe have a little bit healthier sleep, set boundaries on what you're allowing in the evening. Like, news is triggering right now, right? Mm-hmm. So try and stay away from the news if you can. Certain social media accounts that don't make you feel great, maybe those aren't the ones to get lost in right before you go to sleep. Set boundaries on what you're allowing in.
Wow, I feel like you're talking to me directly. Do we all need the same amount of sleep? Like, do I need the same 8 hours as, say, producer Andy needs or, you know, Jane? Like, well, how does that work?
Well, everyone has their own personal sleep needs, right? So on average, studies show that we should be getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep. But there, you know, that's not to say some people can't function fine on 6, where some people might need as much as 9. You're also, you know, born either a night owl or a lark. You know, some people like to go to bed later and sleep in later. That's just their natural body clock. Whereas some people like to go to bed earlier and wake up earlier. So know what your personal sleep needs are, and that's what you should be aiming for, not what, you know, your producer is.
Well, you know, what's interesting, though, is that I think a lot of us fight what the natural instinct is, because Andy and I, you know, work morning radio, Jane as well, my partner who's away today, but she's in with us in the morning. Now, Jane is definitely, as you call, a lark, but I would say Andy and I are both nighthawks. Like, we like staying up later. We like watching TV late at night. We like having a life late at night, and yet we're also up at, you know, 3:30 in the morning to come to work, so are you going to tell me it's not very healthy, or?
Well, I mean, you can be a natural night owl, but still shift your sleep patterns to work best for your overall health, right? So because of what you do, you know you have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So staying up till 12 or 1 probably isn't the best idea. And that's where you would want to kind of shift your bedtime routine earlier and try to kind of resync your natural body clock to start going to bed a little bit earlier.
Okay, how does sleep deprivation affect us? Like, maybe is it different for everybody, or what are the signs that you're not getting enough sleep?
Well, it's just really how you're feeling day to day. You know, when we're seeing someone with what we call acute insomnia, so this is people who just suffer from short-term sleep loss, which we all do, through if you're not feeling well, if you're going through a more stressful time in your life, you know how you feel the next day when you haven't had a great night of sleep. The issue is when we see people who suffer from chronic insomnia, so you've been suffering from sleep loss long-term, that's when we can see a risk for future health issues like heart disease, stroke, obesity, diabetes, and just your quality of life, you know, how you're feeling day-to-day.
Okay, so as we say goodbye, leave us with one piece of sleep advice.
I think one piece of sleep advice as we go into this time change is protect your bedtime routine. It's lighter in the evening, so it makes sense that we're going to start pushing that bedtime out later and later. Try and look at the clock a little bit more and start your bedtime routine, a great wind-down routine, at least an hour before you go to bed.
Good stuff. Alana McGinn, sleep expert and sleep coach. For more information on sleep, go to Alana's website, goodnightsleepsite.com. Thank you.
Thank you.